Welcome back to Through the Word. Today we continue our journey through Psalm 119 in this part 2 of Psalm 119. Our psalmist is on a journey through the Word, and in verse 19 he says, I am a stranger on this earth. Do not hide your commands from me. A stranger means a sojourner, someone who's just passing through, someone on a journey. In verse 54 he says, your decrees are the theme of my song, wherever I lodge. He's on the move, like a hiker on a trail. So let's rejoin him as he talks about his path, the way, as in verse 9 when he asks, how can a young man keep his way pure? Your relationship with the Word is the filter, in many ways, for your relationship with God. When God left Adam and Eve in the garden, they only had his words hanging in the air. They had to trust his word to navigate their own path. And we have the same thing playing out with us every day. But God's word is about so much more than sin and temptation. He is absorbing the word into himself. He answers his own question, how can a young man keep his way pure? By answering that he absorbs the word into himself. Your word have I hidden in my heart. But if only the battle were won that easily. He's got a lot more fighting to do, a lot more climbing, a lot more falling, getting back up again, dusting himself off. But that's normal on a long journey. And the length of this psalm tells us this is a marathon, not a sprint. And not just any marathon. This journey, with God's word, just like life, is an extreme marathon. With people shooting arrows at you while you're trying to finish it, dogs chasing him, and rather than people holding water for him, they're holding out vinegar to mock him, trash him, and discourage him. All he has is God's word. It's in his heart. So with that, he keeps running. And in the next stanza, starting in verse 17, he says, be good to your servant while I live, that I may obey your word. Open my eyes that I may see wonderful things in your law. He knows that God's word is an endless mine of treasure, brimming with gold, silver, precious stones. The more he looks into it, the more of God's heart is revealed to him, and all he wants is more. But he keeps going, knowing that God will show him more as he keeps walking forward on his journey in the word. But like all of us, eventually he trips and falls. And in verse 25, we see him in the dust, in a posture of repentance. I am laid low in the dust. Preserve my life according to your word. I gave an account of my ways, and you answered me. Teach me your decrees. Repentance met with mercy. And with the humility that comes after a fall, he asks to be taught God's ways. Again, teach me your decrees. As if he's a child who needs to learn all over, like it's the first time. How many times have we been there, in that exact spot, needing to start all over? And he's only at stop 4 of 22. Sound familiar? Think of each of these stanzas like a way station on a marathon run. At the mile markers on a marathon, people are there to hand you cups of water or a towel to wipe the sweat. And in the next stanza, or the next mile marker, in verse 33 to 40, he sees understanding of God's word as the key. If he could understand God's ways, he'd not be so tempted to fix his eyes on worthless things. And then in verse 41, he's beginning to get it. He prays, may your unfailing love come to me, Lord, your salvation according to your promise. He's beginning to understand God's promises, that God loves him. And in verse 47, we see he doesn't just need God's word. He's beginning to love it. I delight in your commands because I love them. I reach out for your commands, which I love, that I may meditate on your decrees. Do you remember that time where you first started falling in love with God's word? What a turning point that was. It's like getting a second wind on this marathon. And having that love for God's word is going to be handy, because this marathon runner is in for a bumpy ride. In verse 50 of the next stanza, he says, my comfort, my suffering is this. Your promise preserves my life. Your word, God, is all I have. And in verse 57, the stanza right after he says, you are my portion, Lord. I have promised to obey your words. He's put all of his eggs in one basket. He's banked everything on God, and it's a risk, but he's confident it'll pay out. In verse 58, he says, I have sought your face with all my heart. Be gracious to me according to your promise. God's promise to bless a trusting obedience. So the psalmist trusts a God whose words are trustworthy. But the psalmist looks back on his journey next, knowing that he's broken his promise to God to obey. But insight in verse 67 is remarkable. Before I was afflicted, I went astray, but now I obey your word. Isn't it comforting to know that you and I aren't the only ones who sometimes have to learn the hard way? Like the old hymn says, prone to wander, Lord, how I feel it. We wander astray when things go too easy. Maybe that's why it can't always be easy. And running a marathon isn't meant to be easy. In verse 81, he's hitting what marathon runners call the wall, where he just doesn't know if he can still go on. My soul faints with longing for your salvation, but I have put my hope in your word. My eyes fail looking for your promise. I say, when will you comfort me? And though I am like a wineskin in the smoke, I do not forget your decrees. How long must your servant wait? Again, I'm glad I'm not the only one. Have you begun to recognize that if clinging to God's word is hard, that you're running the marathon right? Twists, turns, ups and downs, pains, seizing up, breathless, wondering at times if you can finish, if you can make it. This is normal. Verse 92 announces our next mile marker on the journey. If your law had not been my delight, I would have perished in my affliction. Marathon runners have one thing that drives them on, keeps their legs moving when they feel like dead weight, and inspires them not to quit. The psalmist knows that one thing, God's word, has kept him in the race. That and that alone. Without it, the psalmist says, I would have perished, collapsed, died. But his meditation on this next mile marker is that God's law has made him wiser than my enemies. Verse 98, I have more insight than all my teachers, more understanding than the elders, all because he stayed on the path. I have not departed from your laws. And even as the sun goes down and it's getting dark and hard to see, in verse 105, your word is a lamp for my feet, a light on my path. It's illumined his way to keep him on the course mapped out for him so far, even if he's tattered and torn, busted and broken, toenails falling off. And in verse 107, I have suffered much, but that has not tempered his determination in verse 112. My heart is set on keeping your decrees to the very end, and he will. That determination to reach the finish line will serve him until he hits the 22-mile mark. And we'll leave him at the 14th mile marker on our journey today, but I trust you to run alongside him for the final 8 miles. Chris Langham and I share Eminem's Lose Yourself as the ultimate hype song when we need inspiration. And every runner needs a theme song to keep them going. There's that bit of inspiration that carries them through the pain and agony and inspires them to put one foot in front of the other. God's Word is that song that has been the thread of inspiration all throughout this marathon. Like the theme song in the Rocky montage that ties all of Rocky's training together as he's running through the streets and ascends those stairs in victory. As we kicked off today, your decrees are the theme of my song wherever I lodge. But for all that, we don't leave the psalmist at the top of a staircase like Rocky, waving his hands in the air. No, we leave him in the place of humility, still getting it wrong, still needing Jesus. I have strayed like a lost sheep. Seek your servant, for I have not forgotten your commandments. I wish I could tell you at the end of this, he's a Superman and is beyond fatigue and failure. but you and I just won't be there, this side of heaven. And it's too much to expect Him to be there. But all we can do is keep running. And when we do stray and fall into a ditch, the final verse reminds us that God seeks us far more than we ever seek Him. After all, that's why He gave us His Word. It's there to remind us of who He is. He's the kind of God who comes and finds us when we've strayed like a lost sheep. Even after so many years of following Him, as long as the journey has been, He stays that kind of God that never gives up on us, never quits us, never forsakes us. And my friend, that's a God worth running a marathon for on your journey through the Word.
Join us next time as we continue the journey one chapter at a time. And remember, faith comes by hearing, and hearing through the Word.